Good morning, everybody. Today we are learning Simen Kuf Lamid. Says the Mechaber, Man dechaz achelma v'lo yoda mai chaza. If one has a dream and doesn't know, he doesn't understand what he saw in the dream. Nekum kame kahane b'shal sha'olim naduchan. You should get up in front of the Kohanim while they're doing Birkas Kohanim. V'neima hachi, and he should say as follows. Ribono shel olam, ani shalcha v'chalomosai shalcha v'chule. He says the tefillah of Ribono shel olam, pronouncing that his chalomos belong to the Ribono shel olam, and that he recognizes that they're from the Ribono shel olam, and that way they will turn to good. V'chavin delesayim gabahade kahane. He should intend that he finishes this tefillah together with the Kohanim, to ani tzibura amin, so that the together with the Kohanim and the congregation says amin, and then the amin will go both on the Birkas Kohanim and also on this tefillah of the individual that pertains to his chalomos. So why is this tefillah connected to Birkas Kohanim at all? There's a number of reasons brought down in the Rishonim and the Achronim. If you take a look at footnote 3, first of all, Rav Nisim Gaon, Brachos Nun Heim at Beis, points out that the tefillah alludes to the pasuk of Hinei Mitaso Shalishlomo Shishim Giborim Savivla, and it hints to the 60 letters that are in Birkas Kohanim. So there's some esoteric reasoning over there. The Meiri has a little bit more exoteric reasoning, and he says that the Tzibor has very good kavana during Birkas Kohanim, and that's why it's a good time to say this tefillah. So in practice, who really says this tefillah? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Aleph, Uvimedino seinu noagin kol akalim or tefillah zo b'shas haduchan, afilu osom shaloh chalmu. Everybody has the practice to say this tefillah, even those who didn't have a dream the previous night. Why is that? V'yatam, dechevan de'inon enosim kapayim ki'im barigalim. Since in Ashkenaz we do Birkas Kohanim only on Yontif, e'efsher shaloh chalam no pam achas bein regal or regal. It's impossible that somebody didn't have a dream between one that he didn't understand between one regel and the next. And therefore, everybody says it, both men and women, the Chazon Ish points out. And what about the Kohanim? The Kohanim seem to get left out of this tefillah. So what do they do? So the Chesed Ha'alafim pointed out in footnote 1 says they don't need to say this tefillah because their dreams are sweetened by the bracha that they give. So they don't need to say the tefillah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Beis, V'lo yada v'chule. What exactly is the person unsure about his dream? So, itavahu obishahu. He doesn't know whether it was a good dream or a bad dream. When should the tefillah be said? Mishnah Berurah, Gimel v'nei mahachi, uchvar nispar le'el, sof simen kuf chavches bahaga. The Rama writes in Kuf Chavches, tahanachon le'mor zeh b'shoshama arichin b'nigun ha'tevo shebesof ha'psukim, ayin shom. This tefillah should be said davka while the Kohanim are singing the last letter of the last word of the Birkas Kohanim. But everybody in the Kohal needs to be sure to hear every word of Birkas Kohanim and only afterwards to say this tefillah. So now let's get into the proper text for this tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Dalit. Hamagen Avram Kosov the Tzarech Lomar bein chalomo shechalamti al achirim uvein chalomo shechalamti al atmi. That you first refer to dreams that you have about other people, and then you refer to the dreams that you have about yourself. Aval b'sidurim shalanu hanuscha lehefech. Mishnah Berurah points out that in the sidurim in his day, so the nusach was the opposite. Tahainu bein shechalamti al atmi uvein shechalamti v'chulei, meaning al achirim. V'chein hiskin be'ilia rabba. So the Ilia rabba says that yes, it should be the opposite. You talk about yourself first and then about others. You end off the tefillah with the word v'sishmireini the first time that you say it. Why? Because you're corresponding, you're trying to parallel that which that your tefillah to that which the Kohanim say. So you say v'sishmireini just as the Kohanim say v'yishmerecha. Uvipam sheinis uschaneini keneged v'chuneka. You say uschaneini, Hashem should find favor for me, corresponding to the Kohanim saying v'chuneko pam shlishes v'sir tzeini keneged shalom. The Marshal Mosif shatov lomar b'pam shlishes. The Marshal says that the third time that the tzibur says it, they should add the following: v'savo alai birkas kohanecha v'sir tzeini. Should connect the tefillah to the birkas kohanim. Say that the birkas kohanim should take effect upon them, and find favor and be good for them. Kishenosin kapayim b'yontif shachal b'shabbos. When Yontif falls out on Shabbos, ein lomar haribon. So then this tefillah should not be said. The ein omrim tchina b'Shabbos, because we don't say supplications on Shabbos. Im lo keshachalom lo chalom ra, but also halayla, unless the person actually had a bad dream the previous night. And that's why our practice is that the Kohanim don't sing when they duchen on Shabbos, because they don't need to provide extra time for the tefillah to say the ribon, for the kohal to say the ribon, since they're not going to say the ribon on Shabbos. Now, why is this a problem only on Shabbos? Shouldn't it be a problem on Yontif also? We generally don't do supplications on Yontif too. So the Magen Avraham, earlier in Kuf Chav Ches, points out that we're less concerned on Yontif. The restriction against supplication on Yontif is a little bit more lenient, and we can prove that from the fact that we say Ovinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. Now, when exactly should one conclude this tefillah? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Hei, Delosai Mahadei Kahane, Kach Tzarech Lomar, the Vitevas Gam Tau Sofer, gets rid of the word Gam. It just means that he should finish it together with the Kohanim. V'hainu B'sof Kol Pasuk Shemesayimim. He should finish it at the end of each Pasuk. V'him Shalosh Pa'amim. So he says it three times. V'chein Kasuk B'shim Hagra, Shalha Noeg Lomar Gam B'sof Pasuk Shlishi, Haribono Shalolam Hadizko La'el, Shohuzkar B'gemara, V'lo Hayihi Ratzon Hanitfas B'sidurim. So the Gra also had the practice to say this Ribono Shalolam again after the third Pasuk, and not the Yihi Ratzon that's been printed in the Sidurim. What do these three recitations correspond? So the Maharshan Brachos Nunham and Bey says that it corresponds to three different sources for the Chalomos. A Chalom from Mazikim, a Chalom from Shamayim, and a Chalom from Malachi Maila. Continuing now in the Mechaber. V'ilo, if not, we'll see what that means, then le'mahachi, you should say this. Adir b'amarom shochin b'gvura, he who is mighty, up high in the heavens, who dwells with his strength, ata shalom v'shimcha shalom, your peace, and your name is peace, yihi ratzon shetasem aleinu shalom. Should be his will, that Hashem should, it should be Hashem's will, that he give us shalom. So what exactly does this mean, v'ilo? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Vav, Heirush, Shalosim Adayin HaKohanim. What if he finishes the Ribono Shel Olam, and the Kohanim are still singing away? So Yom Argam Adir Bamarum V'chulei. So he should add Adir Bamarum Ki Heichi Delasayim Bahadei Kohani Teva Shalom. Because we want the person to finish his tefillah together with the Kohanim finishing Shalom. V'yanu HaTzibur Amin Al Shenayhem. And then the Tzibur will say Amin to both. There are those who have the practice that they always add the tefillah of Adir Bamarom, and they do it during Sim Shalom, when the Shliach Tzibur says V'tov Be'inecha, they add this tefillah of Adir Bamarom. So the Ramah now says in Sif Aleph, V'makom she'in olim laduchan. What about in a place where the Berkas Kohanim is not taking place? So Yomar Kol Zeh B'Shah Shashliach Tzibur Omer Sim Shalom. He should say this whole tefillah during Sim Shalom. V'yisayim B'hadei Shliach Tzibur She'anu HaKol Amin. He should finish together with the Shliach Tzibur's bracha so that the Kohal says Amin to both. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zayin Uv'makom Shein V'chulei. What is he talking about in a place where they don't do Birkas Kohanim? Kamo b'medino seidu, like in Ashkenaz. She'inus yaskapayim kol hashana rak miyotif. They don't do Birkas Kohanim every day, they only do it on Yotif. So what about if you had a bad dream and it's a weekday? La duchan. What's the duchan? Duchan perusho hamakom sho'olin sham hakohanim b'sha'as nesiyas kapayim. As we've seen many, many, many times. The duchan is the platform onto which the Kohanim go during Birkas Kohanim. Yomar Kol Zeh B'Shah Perush Tfilas Ribon. You should say this Tfilah of Ribon. V'im Gomer HaRibon Kodem Shesiyem HaShliach Tzibur Tfilas Sim Shalom. If he finishes the Tfilah of Ribon before the Shliach Tzibur finishes Sim Shalom, Yomar Gamkin Adir Bamarom V'Chedis Kodel. So he should again, he should add Adir Bamarom. Just as he would do on Yatif when there is Birkas Kohanim, he should do during Sim Shalom when there's not Birkas Kohanim. Kasu Achronim De'in Lomar Tfilas Ribon B'chol Yom V'Yom. One should not say this Tfilah every single day. When should he say it? Ki Im B'Shachalom Lo B'Layla Shalofanov. He should only say it if he had a dream the night before. Deich Yomar Chalom Chalamti B'Shalo Chalom Klal. You can't say the words, I dreamt, if you didn't actually have a dream. Sim Shalom. What if the guy knows that he's going to take a while saying this tefillah? He's not going to finish his tefillah by the time the Shliach Tzibur says Sim Shalom, or the Shliach Tzibur is going very quickly. So then, Yaschil B'Shosh HaShliach Tzibur Omer Yivarechcha. So then he should begin the tefillah a little bit earlier on to give himself some extra time when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu, and he gets up to the psukim of Yivarechcha, Ya'er, and Yisa. We will continue Be'ezus Hashem on Sunday with the halachos of Nefilas Apayim of Tachanun. Have a wonderful Shabbos.